all here for each other, so that's even better, right?
Before we have a fire call and the whole room empties. You're all sworn. Boom. All right. For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm Dave Shipper. I'm the fire chief here for the city of Lamar's. And I want to thank everybody for coming this morning. It's a huge day for Lamar's Fire Rescue. Huge. To be able to add staff and take care of the citizens of this community in Plymouth County, just a great thing. I want to thank the mayor, the council reps that are here. We have a few of those. Family, friends, and the other firefighters and law enforcement. We've got the sheriff and chief deputy and police chief and assistant police chief here. So a lot of support. You want me to get this? Dennis, Joe's calling. I hung up on him. Okay. So this merger is a great thing for the city and the citizens, as I said, and Lamar's Fire Rescue and Emergency Services. It's an exciting time for us, and the changes being made for the future of Lamar's and our department. I want to recognize first Fire EMS Chief Mike Weiss. He's in the back there, and Fire Operations Chief Steve Schwartz for assisting with this merger and helping it go smoothly, and it really has so far. A lot of time, hours have gone into this, and a lot of personal sacrifices, and Mike and Steve, you know exactly what I'm talking about, especially. So to this point, it's been good. We've seen the benefits of it already, and so has our citizens, and that's the important thing. Thanks to our spouses and families. Mine's here. They gave up a lot of time this last month because of this merger and trying to get things organized, so I want to thank them as well. July was a record call month for us. We had a lot of calls, and then you added fireworks and a little thing called Ragbri, and then five best days of summer, which are about the 10 worst for some of us. So a lot of work went into this month. I don't know exactly how things would have got handled if we wouldn't have had this merger together and had the staff and the people that we have on our fire and EMS side, because they're amazing people. They sacrifice a lot and they do a lot for this community, and they're the reason we've been successful for this first crazy month of July, which was crazy. So at this time, we've been able to, with this merger, add staff members, as you'll see today. We've cut our response times amazingly, which is great. We've taken care of patient transfers, fire suppression issues, and obviously community service events, and it's been wonderful. As chief, I can stand there and just smile ear to ear with pride, just because I've got such great people that make us look good. I know the council has been very supportive of this, and the mayor, and I appreciate that. The retired firefighters, the retired chief, being able to see this department grow and continue on is very, very important. And I think we've got a good foundation for the future in the days that I'm not here. They'll take care of this town, and I'm confident of that. So that's the most important thing. So at this time, I'm going to ask Mayor Dick Kirchhoff to administer the oath of office to the new firefighter EMS individuals, which is Jared Kunkel, Jacob Manley, and Marcus Pfeiffer. If you three would come forward at the same time here to administer your oath. Come on up.
Well, they're coming. On behalf of the mayor here, I would certainly like to welcome everybody to Lamar's today. I think it's a very important day, and I hope you enjoy it, and we certainly appreciate it. There we are. I didn't find you here. I would ask you to raise your right hand and state your name.
Hi, Jacob Manley.
Hi, Marcus Pfeiffer.
Hi, Jerry Temple.
I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
Do you solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of Iowa?
All three of you can do it at the same time, okay.
I do solemnly swear.
Mayor, I'll call you back. Thanks.
I do solemnly swear I forgot. That was a struggle. Yeah, can we go line
all right,
by line?
We'll let them go line by line. All three of you can do it at once, or we'll be here till Christmas.
Yeah, okay? Get right here.
All right, there we go, Dick. Try again.
Let's start over. Raise your right hand and state your name.
I'm Maurice Pfeiffer.
I'm Jericho.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And that without fear or favor.
Without fear or favor.
Affection.
Affection.
Or hope of reward.
Or hope of reward.
I will do the best of my ability.
I will do the best of my ability.
Administer faithfully and impartially.
Administer faithfully and impartially.
To the rich and the poor alike.
To the rich and the poor alike.
All the duties of the office of firefighter EMS provider.
All the duties of the office of firefighter EMS provider.
In the city of Lamars.
In the city of Lamars.
County of Plymouth.
County of Plymouth.
For the state of Iowa.
For the state of Iowa.
As now or hereafter required by law.
As now or hereafter required by law.
Duly subscribed and sworn to before the Honorable Dick Kirchhoff, Mayor of the City of Lamars on this third day of August, 2021.
I got their paperwork here, so, okay.
And we appreciate you being aboard. You enjoy it, and we appreciate it, and we most of all want to thank you for stepping up for this position.
All right, you guys hang out. Now, they've just done the bravest thing they'll ever do in their career. The rest is just in the line of duty. The bravest thing is to take the oath. So, congratulations, gentlemen. I'm going to start with Marcus. Marcus Pfeiffer, step forward, Marcus. Marcus comes to us from Rochester, Minnesota. He has an Associate's Applied Science degree in Public Safety and Fire Suppression from Century College in Minnesota. He's also completed 3 years at the South Dakota State University in Brookings. And I hired him anyway, because I graduated from USD and there's a little bit of rivalry there. So it was real close, Marcus, but Mike and Woody talked me into it. So anyway, no, I'm kidding. He's a certified emergency medical technician, nationally certified firefighter 1 and firefighter 2. And Marcus is currently enrolled in a paramedic class and hopefully will graduate in around February of 22 from that. So Marcus, do you have somebody that would like to pin your badge on today?
Yeah, I'll have my dad.
Okay. Dad wants to come up here. You guys slide around back over here.
Don't mess up, please.
If you stick them, we've got a couple paramedics in the back.
That's right.
This slider down there.
What's that?
There you go. Good enough. Congratulations. All right, we'll take some pictures afterwards, okay? Come on over here. Next up, we have Jacob Manley. Come on over here, Jake. Jacob comes to us from Lamar's Ambulance. Jacob is our homegrown hire. Jacob attended Lamar's Community High School, and while in high school, he participated in the EMT program and became an EMT for the City of Lamar's in March of 2020. Jacob joined the Lamar's Ambulance Service then. He became a certified paramedic just in June of 2021. He has credentials in advanced cardiac life support, pre-hospital trauma life support, and emergency pediatric care. Like a doctor. Jacob is working on obtaining his national certification as a firefighter 1 and firefighter 2 as we currently speak. And we're glad to have Jacob aboard. Jacob kind of knew the streets and addresses ahead of time, so that helped us out greatly. Jacob, do you have someone to pin a badge on you?
Yeah, my father.
Pardon me?
You gave him my address, right?
Yeah, yeah, he knows right where you're at. Knows right where you're at.
So be careful.
Just slide her down.
Dads aren't used to this job.
Just slide it, it's good.
Should be good.
Got it.
All right. Congratulations, Jacob.
Thanks, Chief.
Yeah, you bet. We'll get some pictures here in a little bit. Next is Jared Kunkel. Jared Kunkel comes to us from Waverly, Iowa. Jared is originally from the Remsen, Iowa area, where he grew up on the farm, and his parents are still farming there, from what I hear, right? Jared has an Associate Applied Science degree in Physical Therapy from Kirkwood Community College. Jared was a member of the Waverly, Iowa Fire Rescue Department, and comes to us with great credentials and great comments from their fire department. They were actually mad at me for taking you away from them. And finders, keepers, losers, weepers, right? That's how we say it. Jared's a nationally certified Firefighter 1. He's also a national certified emergency medical technician. And Jared, as well, is currently enrolled in the paramedic program and hopefully will graduate in February of 22. Jared, do you have somebody to pin a badge on you today?
My father as well. Okay.
Go ahead, let him have it, boss.
Anthony.
Doesn't happen all the time. Yeah. That's okay. Jared, congratulations. You guys can sit for a minute. You guys can sit for a minute. All right, we'll let those guys sit down. And then I'll ask the mayor to come forward again and administer the oath of office to the battalion chief positions. We have three of them today. Ethan Mitchell, Brandon Palma, and John McGregor. If you guys would come forward, we'll try to do this all at the same time again, okay?
How you doing, fellas? You ain't nervous, are you? I know you. Could you state your name and raise your right hand? Follow after me.
I, Ethan Mitchell.
I, Brandon Palma.
I, John McGregor.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
I do solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And that without fear or favor.
Without fear or favor.
And that without fear or favor and affection, or hope of reward, I will do to the best of my ability. Administer faithfully and impartially. To the rich and the poor alike. All the duties of the office of Fire Battalion Chief. In the city of Lamars, the county of Plymouth, for the state of Iowa, as now or hereafter required by law, duly subscribed and sworn to before Honorable Dick Kirkhoff, the mayor of city of Lamars, on this third day of August, 2021. Doing the job, we really appreciate and welcome to the team.
Okay. John, you can stay. We'll start with John, since you're right there.
Okay, sounds good.
John McGregor comes to us from Lamar's Ambulance, where he's been a member for 19 years. John started off as an emergency medical technician and then became a paramedic. John was the assistant ambulance director for the city of Lamar's prior to the department merging with Fire Rescue. Along with his certification as a paramedic, John also is nationally certified now as a Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2, hazmat operations. He's a CPR instructor and emergency medical services instructor. John also is currently working on obtaining his hazmat technician certification, which he's got the written portion done and just has the practical test left to do. John's probably one of the smartest paramedics you'll ever meet. The guy knows everything about dosages for drugs and everything else, and he shares his knowledge with the group, and we're just glad and happy to have him. He's put in a lot of hours as the assistant EMS director, when he was there, and he's put in a lot of hours already for us here in July. So, John, do you have somebody to pin a badge on you this morning?
My wife.
All right. Here's your chance, Don.
I put lidocaine in. Yeah. I lidocaine it up.
Here's your chance. You have a chance to really stick it.
Next is Brandon Palma. Boy, could I say a lot about this guy, but not in this room. Brandon comes to us from Lamar's Ambulance. Brandon is a paramedic and worked in the emergency department at St. Luke's in Sioux City, was a supervisor for Siouxland Paramedics for years, and was on Sioux City Fire Rescue. Brandon started with the Lamar's Ambulance in 2020. Along with his paramedic certification, Brandon is also a nationally certified Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2, Hazard Material Operations, and is an Emergency Medical Services instructor. They got a lot more stuff than this, but I didn't want to be here till noon and we get kicked out, so I'm just highlighting some of the things, okay? Brandon's what we called a seasoned paramedic. That means you're old. Who's a great asset to the department. Probably one of the best paramedics I've ever seen, and I've been doing this for 33 years. In about five different communities, and just watching Brandon with patience, he does an amazing job. He's helping train our new people as well, so we really appreciate Brandon helping us out. So Brandon, do you have somebody today to pin a badge?
My dad's here.
Okay, great. Did you pin your other boy's badge when they became police officers?
I pinned both of them.
Well, then here's your chance to get this guy too. Perfect, perfect. Last but not least, Ethan Mitchell. Oh boy. Ethan comes to us from Lamar's Fire. Ethan started with Lamar's Fire Department in 2008 after being a member of the Sanborn Fire Department for years. Ethan has held the position of firefighter, lieutenant, captain, and now battalion chief. Ethan was hired as our first part-time paid firefighter for the city of Lamar's in 2018, and he did a fabulous job helping us out during the days when we were really busy. Ethan was also awarded the Lamar's Firefighter of the Year Award in 2017. Ethan's a nationally certified Firefighter 1 and 2, certified in confined space rescue, rope rescue, is a certified hazardous materials technician, a national fire instructor, and recently just received his national fire investigator, which is a very tough thing to accomplish. Ethan is currently enrolled in the paramedic class and hopefully will graduate in February of 22 as well. Ethan has done every job on the department basically and moved up through the ranks, and we're very proud of him to see him make it to the battalion chief level. So these three battalion chiefs behind me are the guys who are basically in charge of each shift, individual shift that works. And Ethan helped us out as a part-time member when calls during the day picked up, and that's why we have more full-time people today. It's just busier and busier all the time and harder for people to leave work. So Ethan, thanks for stepping up all the time. Do you have somebody to pin a badge on you?
My wife.
Karma, here's your chance too, just like Dawn. You can get after it here. Good.
I told her it was sharp. She said good, so I knew this wasn't. So,
there we go.
Thank you.
All right, as I stated earlier, the toughest and bravest thing you guys just did was this oath. Everything else we do is in the line of duty, and it's hard for people to understand that, but that is the truth. Once you take this oath, it's a totally different world we live in. And in July, we have seen some things this month that normal people aren't supposed to see. And everybody's handled it very, very well. We've had fatalities, we've had everything you can imagine, and I'm so proud of this group for all they've done. So I thank them for stepping up, serving a community, taking risk, putting your lives on the line daily, which people don't get to see all the time or appreciate, but know that you are appreciated, okay? So I'm gonna have you other three come back up and we'll do some photos with the group. And then if you want individual family photos, you're more than welcome to do that as well. This will basically conclude the program. Unless Mary, you have anything else you'd like to add before we're done?
I just wanna add one thing. People sitting in the audience can be very, very proud of these people.
Okay, thank you. Mike?